makes Animal Radio the most listened to pet talk in America?
I'm always listening because I'm an animal lover of all animals.
Is it the celebrity guests?
Betty White has joined us.
Oh, yes.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Oh, I'm anything with a leg on each corner. I don't care what it is.
Is it the expert advice?
Why is the cat in the bedroom at all?
Wait a minute. Yes. Okay. I cannot keep my trap shut here.
That would freak me out.
This is wrong on the human level here. You know, if your cat's your baby, you wouldn't let your children watch you have sex. So you really should not allow your cat in the bedroom you're having sex. For many reasons, there can be injuries that I have heard stories of being sustained.
Is it the listeners?
I got these really handsome chihuahuas. I got a male and I got a female I brought in, a puppy, and she gets her mood swings are so bad. I actually rewrote a Disney song about her.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, can I hear the song? I'd like to hear the song.
Okay, here it goes. Corella Feline, she can be mean. Corella Feline, she's tiny and lean. She's got teeth and she knows how to use them. Watch your fingers. You might lose them.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
That's good.
I'm awesome.
A truck driver. I got a lot of time.
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
I learn everything every week when I listen.
I know. I listen every week, and it's amazing. If I miss a week, I just feel totally out of the loop.
My ex-girlfriend, she has a Pomeranian that I call Rat Dog, and... She told me that she says you need to talk to your friends on Animal Radio because they would not like what you do to her.
What do you do?
Well, when we first got together, she has hardwood floors, and I would set up her toys like a little bowling thing, and I call it Pomeranian bowling.
Sure.
And when I come over now to visit my cat when I go through Columbus, her dog will bring her toys out and set them up.
Well, there's actually a Pomeranian bowling league.
Animal radio experts have answered over 10,000 listener questions about their pets.
They were talking earlier about homosexual dogs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, is there gay dogs? Yeah.
And I just thought I'd call and, I have a friend. It's not my dog, but it's a friend's dog.
Uh-huh. That's how the story starts.
Animal Radio's fun and entertaining approach to pet radio is a refreshing addition to your weekend lineup.
Ladybug just giving you a big old smooch on your face there.
I know it. I just turn around and there she is. I hate when that happens.
Sort of gross.
I know.
That's not good for you, is it, Doc?
No, it's not good. There's a transmission of parasites and bacteria. And gosh, you know what? We have a theory in my household. Both my father-in-law and I caught a cold, he claims, from my dog. He thinks the cold was passed from him to the dog to me. Granted, there's no kissing going on between us.
Is that actually possible?
It's not terribly likely because, that would require a pretty close proximity for all of us to be passing kiss fluids.
Hey, Lou, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Do you let your? Do you have any dogs?
I've got two dogs. I got a male and a female. They're both pedigree, and we don't kiss. Sorry.
Don't kiss. Won't let that happen.
Good. I'm with you, Lou.
Do they even try to kiss?
Yeah, they do, because the male is really attached to me. He'll follow me everywhere, and when I sit down, he'll jump up on the couch. No, not the face. They say the dog's mouth is cleaner than mine. I don't really want to test the warrants on that one.
We found out that's not true.
First of all, if a dog's mouth is cleaner than mine, mine's pretty not that clean, I'll tell you that. Plus, I just saw them licking down there.
Yeah.
Just ask any one of over 100 AM and FM affiliates.
A friend of mine has a very, very large iguana, and they love to be patted.
Yeah.
You don't think about patting lizards, but oh my gosh, he rubs and arches just like a cat. He's great.
Mm. Has anyone seen a fresh one yet?
A fresh iguana?
I dealt with one. Oh yeah, and he was a big boy. It's funny, the males, I think once they start going into like almost like a mating season, they turn colors, and they can get a little bit aggressive, where it's a little scary at times.
You don't want an iguana humping your leg, right?
That doesn't sound
or just
good.
Let him finish.
It thrives on Hot AC Coast 103.5 in Los Angeles. It rules at WEEU News Talk in Reading, Pennsylvania. And classic rockers love it at WKVA Lewiston. These stations have been airing animal radio for over a decade. It brings them their share of the $60 billion a year pet industry pie.
I'm going to call you Boomer because that's what you want to be called, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like the name Boomer the Dog.
You're trying to legally change your name to Boomer the Dog. Is that correct?
Yep. Back in 2010, I went to court, my local court here, and petitioned them to change my name to Boomer the Dog.
Let's get down to brass tacks right here.
Okay.
Do you want to be a dog? Do you think you're a dog? What is the whole thing? Because Nat Geo makes you out as you really...
Well, yeah, that's true. I think all of that's correct. And in some way, I do think that I am really one just because of circumstances over the years, you know, things that have pointed to it. And so I have a collar I wear. I have ears that are my hair, my fur that I put up to look like dog ears. I sometimes wear doggy shirts and scrubs and stuff like that. And I go out, I carry a squeaky toy.
Hosted by morning radio veteran Hal Abrams. He's joined by co-host Judy Francis, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, and dog father Joey Villani. You've seen him on Animal Planet's Dogs 101 and Groomer Has It.
Well, have you ever wondered how smart your dog is? Like, compared to other dogs.
I
mean, you know, you love your dog and you always think they're the best. There's a test that you can now take. It's $60.
I'm going to tell you, if they're making money off of that, yes. I'm going to go and just punch myself in the face, okay? Because I can't, I mean, that's one of those things, I mean, you could tell how smart or dumb your dog is, I guess, by just paying attention to them. But if you need a kit to tell you and they're making money off it, well, God bless.
Joe, you can't afford to punch yourself in the face again.
Our next guest, who's a clinical behavioral therapist, Dr. Rachel, you're kind of like a doggy shrink.
I guess in a way. First and foremost, I'm a veterinarian. I'm board certified in clinical behavioral medicine. I purely treat behavioral issues in animals.
Do you use medications with your treatment? I know that my shrink has me on a whole bunch of different medications.
Oh, that's you, Hal. Yeah.
Which aren't working. His shrink told him never to come back. He's crazy.
Animal Radio is unlike any other pet talk show available. It's extremely listener interactive, truly fun, and entertaining.
Hey, Brooke, how are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Splendid. Now, are you in school? We caught you at school, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm on my lunch right now.
Well, now tell the listeners, you invented something great for the animals, great for dogs especially. What is it you invented?
So it's a device called Icy Pooch, and it's a device that lets you video chat with your dog and deliver a treat to them remotely. So while you're away from home, whether it's at work, on vacation, you basically can go on your smartphone, tablet, or computer and call up your dog. It's two-way video chat, and then there's a button that when you press it, it swipes out a cookie to your dog at home.
Wow. What a smart kid, though. Unbelievable. I mean, my eighth grade school project had to do with cardboard and glue and paper. This girl's going to be a millionaire by the time she's 20.
I am Judy Goot, and I am a landlord, and I rent only for pet owners because I discriminate.
You only rent to pet owners because you discriminate.
Yes. Yes. We love discrimination of this kind.
I love that, yes.
You know, I am doing it for the last 50 years, and only pet owners are welcome. They are welcome with any size with me.
What if someone comes to you and they say, I'd love to live at this complex, but I don't have a pet?
I say I am sorry.
Can you actually do that? Have you had, like, lawyers show up yet at your door? Is Gloria Allred right outside your window right now?
Animal Radio is a home for experts and celebrities alike who love their pets.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And every minute you're here, you're not harming someone else. I don't know what that means. If it's usable, use it. Otherwise, cut it and get out.
Come celebrate the connection with our pets and with Animal Radio, a weekly two-hour show available on a market-exclusive barter basis.
You guys are terrific, and
thank
I'm
you.
Going to be listening to you every Saturday.
We hope so.
Well, thank you. Tell all your friends.
To bring Animal Radio to your station, email animalradio@animalradio.com.